welcome back to Worship Conversations. We have a new series for you called Ask Me Anything. On this episode, I chat with Ellaries and Pastor Trisha on the question, how do I lead worship when I just don't feel like it? Let's go. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Ask Me Anything. Today we have a question. But before we get the question, we also have Pastor Trisha and Ellaries with us. Hello. You probably heard us at the last podcast. If you have not, it's a great one. We correct the 5 worst misconceptions about worship. And have you sent it to a friend yet? I hope you did.
It's a good episode.
We all need to grow. All right. So today's question is, how do I lead worship when I just don't feel like it?
Let's share our experiences. Okay. The times that you had to lead worship and you really didn't feel like it.
What happened? What did you do?
I think, Ellaries, you should start.
I haven't thought. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a moment to think. Then this one, you can have the... time where I had to lead worship.
So the question perhaps is, why do you not feel like it? You know, there are many ways, there are many reasons, there are many thoughts that you might be battling with, you know. Okay, of course, sometimes there's the physical tiredness and all that, and that really is discipline, okay? If you are going to lead worship, please rest. But sometimes we deal with a lot of maybe emotions. Mm. Whether it's being upset, being angry, or just very disappointed, or sometimes it's really that you really don't feel up to it because you don't feel worthy to do it. So there are so many reasons why people just don't feel that they are up to it. Which ones have you experienced?
I think as we're chatting, I'm thinking about like just two times in my head when it's happened. I think one was quite recent when I was in the States, and I was supposed to lead worship at this gathering in Seattle, and I just really had like a very emotional week. Okay, and I think some real things that, you know, people should know is that ladies have cycles.
Yes, I agree. Truly,
you know, do. And the hormonal thing is
real.
It's real.
So real. Really will. 1 week, you know, before my cycle, you know, it's really.
Yeah, and like then the world comes crashing down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and for me, it usually looks like me feeling like I'm the worst person in the world. Yeah. No one loves me. Yeah. And then Calvin will ask me, "Is your period coming?" And I'll be like,
yeah, the ones you know, you're like, okay,
yeah.
You can
so,
battle it.
But
better.
It's funny because when it happens, you don't even think about it being like, related to your cycle. Yeah. But yeah, but you know, I think for this particular time, I think, yes, it did have to do with the hormonal things. But also, I do feel like sometimes really like the enemy can make it worse.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so I was just going through like the battlefield of the mind, like in so many ways, like just, you know, I really just didn't feel like lead worship, just felt just overwhelmed by different things and like thoughts of like concern or worry. And then, you know, like then a week later when I think about the things, I really don't know why I was so worried about it.
Yeah.
But at that time, I really was, you know, and I really did not feel like I was in the best shape to like lead worship for this gathering. But, you know, I just remembered praying like, God, take over. Yeah. Like, I really, in my flesh, I just don't feel like leading. But Lord, would you just take over? You know, leading worship that night, I think, I mean, the way that I lead worship is that it's most important to me that I'm engaging in worship myself. Mm. You know, that means I'm coming into God's presence. You know, I'm reminding myself of who He is. Yeah. I'm receiving strength and revelation about who He is. And so as I'm leading, I could slowly just feel all that oppression and that burden and that concerns and worries just lift off of me, you know. And that was what I focused on. I just really focused on entering God's presence and Him being a father to me,
yes.
and me just being a daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that was how I led, you know, and I know, you know, people were also having their encounters with God through that, you know. So yeah, so you know, at the end of the day, I just left however God wants to move in the room, like that's up to the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for me as a worship leader, it's most important that I am genuine in my worship. Yep. So meaning even though I had a terrible week, and you know, lots of different thoughts in my head, battling in my mind, but I don't worship based on how I feel.
Yes.
Right? I worship based on truth.
Yeah.
Worshipping in spirit and in truth. John 4. Right. And so I know that God's truth is greater than how I feel.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we need to be able to declare God's truth and sing God's truth, and then our feelings will catch up.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually. So that was one. And then I also remember this another time that we had to lead worship. I think it was a revival night, and this was the time that in that same week, a really good friend had just passed away.
Yeah.
And it was really, really sad circumstances because we were praying and contending for healing. But he passed away. And I remember that night, I was like, do I feel up for leading? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I feel really sad. And also, yeah. You know, I think when those things happen, you know, it's normal to have those questions of like the why God, you know, why God, you know, but I know sometimes we cannot fully understand, you know, we're not able to grasp a full understanding of how God works or who He is. But when He's in the room, when He's with you, when you're experiencing Him, like those questions really don't matter because He's like, He's with you,
yeah.
You know? And so that was what I tapped into, you know, that night. And also knowing that, you know, because my good friend who had passed, he was a worshipper,
yeah.
You know, and he really encouraged me in my, in Calvin and I's faith journey in building Awakened Generation, raising up worshippers. And so I just knew like he's in heaven with the Lord and he would really, really want me to go even further in this, you know, journey of faith,
yeah.
You know, that we're walking on. And so then I reminded myself that as well,
yeah.
You know, that he's cheering me on from heaven. He wants to see us fully build the vision that God's put on our heart and to impact the lives of so many others to come to know God too. And that was how I found strength to lead. Yeah. How about you?
Your reasons are so holy that.
Huh? Was that? Was
no,
that
as in like your, you know, physical circumstances. Sometimes when I don't feel like worshiping, it's because I'm angry.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, I mean, I have those too.
Like
yeah.
Upset.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
With who? Tell us. Spill the tea.
I think also when as worship leaders, we must also be aware that there is an enemy.
Yeah.
Truly. And he doesn't like it when we worship. He doesn't like our calling. He doesn't like our identity as worship leaders. We are the ones who are up front and leading people to that place where they will encounter God.
Mm.
Which means we must be aware that there will be opposition. We cannot be blind.
Very good.
To it.
Very, very good.
And so if we know that there is opposition, then we must be aware of either the fiery darts that will come, you know, that are thrown at us, you know, to affect us in areas especially that we are easily triggered,
yeah.
You know, and so sometimes there will certainly be situations where you're upset with people,
yeah.
You know, especially if let's say you're preparing for a set that is more declarative warfare kind of set, because that's the kind of word that's going to come through, and you will experience that kind of warfare as well, you know. And so yeah. I mean, I've experienced that a lot. You know, like whether it's through parenting or discipleship. Mm. Calvin will say, you know, do you all know that sheep bite?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in the discipleship journey with people who are sure one, you know.
Mm.
And it's truly refining. And sometimes throughout the week, we will encounter issues that will trigger us and make us upset.
Mm.
I think the challenge for us is to identify, to be discerning, to know whether it is really a fiery dart of the enemy, for which we then raise our shields of faith and quench those fiery darts, because good. They have no authority, yeah. they have no impact on us, because so we have that shield of faith that we lift up. And so just to discern, okay, this is really the enemy's voice. I'm not going to listen to him. I'm going to call him out and speak the truth against
good.
That. Mm. And of course, then we battle not with human flesh, but against the wrong the wrong weapons that are coming against us. But then there is also the possibility that we have sin. That's why I'm angry. It could really be there's something lodged within my heart that I have not dealt with.
Offense.
Perhaps.
Unforgiveness.
Bitterness.
more.
Jealousy.
You sound like Paul writing a letter to the Romans.
but these are real, and I think we will never be perfect worship leaders.
Yeah,
which means that we will never have be in a place where we are completely sinless. You know, so we will be battling even in areas of temptation, even in areas of sin. But the mark of a mature Christian is to deal with it.
Very good.
Ellery's will say, always deal with sin in seed form. Because we don't want roots to grow and then it becomes bondage. And then, you know, we have to deal with sin. And of course, if it's anger, for example, emotions point to something.
Yeah.
Anger in itself as an emotion is not a sin, but if we partner with what is triggering the anger, if our wills then partner with what is triggering the anger and it leads to angry actions, then that becomes sin. But sometimes when there is an anger, it's to point us to something that we need to deal with in our lives. And if that is happening, the mark of a mature Christian is to deal with it, like on the spot. You know, if the Holy Spirit is convicting you of something, deal with it, you know. And the thing is that God has atoned for our sins. Yeah. God has already paid the price. You know, He has shed His blood so that our sins, for the remission of our sins, we have to then by faith go to God and say, Lord, forgive me.
Yeah.
You know, I confess, you know, and when we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
That's right.
And then we believe that by faith, and then we can step out in the truth that I have already been forgiven, and I go and lead worship, knowing that God's blood has already atoned for me, and I can step out completely cleansed.
Very good. So good.
Having said that, if there is a persistentness, like every time you lead worship and then there's this anger that rises within you, you know, and then it's something that you really have to deal with. Go and speak to your pastor, go and speak to your leader. Have that sorted out. Because we do want to come before God with clean hands and pure heart.
Yeah.
We are leading people. It is a powerful role. It is a glorious assignment that we should never take for granted.
Yeah,
so if there are areas of sin, we should deal with it.
Yeah, it's good.
So if it's persistent, speak to someone.
Yeah.
Speak to your pastor. Speak to your leader, your discipler. Journey through that. Because God also, when He highlights something, it's not to condemn us, but He wants us to walk in freedom and liberty.
Amen.
And to then lead from that place of freedom and liberty. So we have to deal with it.
Yeah, and I think I just want to add that like the power of prayer in times where we're really struggling is so important. And I'm talking about the power of prayer with a brother or sister. You know, because really like, because you know when you're fighting the battle alone, it's difficult. But when you bring, someone, you know, a sister in the Lord, when you bring your leader, when you bring your pastor and say, you know, I'm having this, can we just pray?
Yeah.
Oh,
it silences just, the voice.
Yeah. So I remember there was this one time I had to lead worship at this church. And I remember I was so excited. I was so ready. And then we had to like plug in our instruments and get ready, like to set up everything. And I remember I had a pretty grumpy sound person, you know, who actually told me I should change my set list because it was too much work for him and everything. And so I got so angry, you know, I got so angry and I was so, so just frustrated by that. And I remember like, I was like, I can't leave worship right now. I can't. I was so affected by this guy, you know, I was so affected. But I was so blessed that on this particular trip, my worship pastor was actually with me, you know? And so, it's Pastor Nelly. Hi, Pastor Nelly, if you're listening. But like, I just share with him, Pastor Nelly, like, you know, this just happened. I was so mad.
Yeah.
But can you just please pray with me? Like, can we just pray together? And he's like, yeah, of course. And then, you know, he's, you know, Pastor Nelly is like this big teddy bear. So he just grabs me by my shoulder. And then like we just started praying together. And that anger just like completely left me. And I was filled with like just freedom and joy again. Yeah. And I could just like lead with authority. So, I mean, I just want to just encourage and remind everyone, like, it's actually normal that you will face like this battles before, like what Pastor Trisha was saying, because the enemy doesn't want you to fulfill your role in like leading others to the Lord, you know. So he will do everything in his power to distract you, to condemn you, to make you feel fearful, to make you feel angry. But let's be vulnerable, you know. Let's not like keep it to ourselves and be like, I'm just going to pull it together, you know. But let's open up to a brother or a sister, our leader, to pray with us, because there's power in prayer in breaking the lies of the enemy.
Yeah. So good. And I think, like, I mean, personally, I can think of a few situations, but I think one particular one was my brother kept like making me lead worship for this youth service, but I was at that time going through a lot of doubt about faith. Like, I was questioning a lot. You know, I didn't feel like anyone could really answer my questions. Going through, like, kind of wrestling with God a lot. So I didn't feel worthy to stand on stage. I didn't feel like I was in the right place to even be on stage. But because my brother kept asking, I was like, fine. So I did it. But I was like, I was still wrestling with so much doubt. But when I remember when I stood on that stage and I led worship with him, I just remember standing there and I just said to God, like, God, this is me. This is my doubt. This is my struggle. I still have so many questions and I feel so frustrated. But if this is what you want from me, like, just me, then I'm here to give you worship, right? Oh, and I remember, like, I didn't feel anything at that point. I was like, it was very logical because, you know, at the time I was so, like, intellectually, like, wrestling and, like, fighting so many things and so bitter. But then later on, like, in the service during worship, when I was in the congregation, like, I just had the most powerful encounter with God. Wow. Where I met him. He brought so much clarity. He gave me the book of Hosea to go read. And until now, like, that completely transformed my faith journey. Amazing. But I think it's also recognizing that, like, worship, right? What is worship? Worship is giving worth. And so whether or not I'm going through doubt or grief or sadness, you know, like, God is still worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
Right. And even as a worship leader, I can worship him because he's worthy. And also just recognizing God's grace and mercy on us. Like, we can come as we are, you know. Yes, deal with the sin. Please deal with sin. Like, don't lead people out of, like, really, like, in our sinful flesh, right? But we want to come before him, clean and pure hearts. But if you're going through, like, grief and sadness, or you're really struggling with some doubt, I think it's good to also recognize that, like, yeah, you can come into that place of worshipping God. Regardless, you know, because he is worthy to be praised. And I'm not here to perform or to hype people up in worship. I'm here to be real, like, because the congregation probably struggles with the same thing, like struggling to worship God in the same way. But as an example, and definitely it helps when you are honest with people and say, like, can you pray with me, like, as we are leading this thing. And I think it's just so beautifully freeing when we recognize this, that God's worthy of praise. No matter how I feel. And that God's not looking for a performance. Like, I don't have to be extra happy when I'm going through grief. You know, like, I can be
real before God.
And even before the congregation, like, going through stuff, let's worship, because only God's power can change anything, you know.
Very good. So good.
Awesome. Anything else to add?
No.
So next time you feel upset, listen to this podcast. I think it's just so encouraging also as a Australian to know that like it will come and it's not, you're not alone when you face these struggles, when you face these thoughts and you're battling these thoughts. And you know, just know that the power of God and His grace and mercy is sufficient for us in our time of need, right? And I think the encouragement of Hebrews 4 is because the great high priest, Jesus himself, has gone through all this and was yet sinless, now we can approach the throne of grace boldly with all confidence, and find grace and mercy in our time of need. So same for worship leaders. You can find grace and mercy.
Amen.
Alarise, you want to pray for us?
Sure. Yeah. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time of just encouragement, Lord. Father, that we know that you are with us, that you are for us, and that you have called us, Lord. And Father, even as you have called us, Father, we know that there will be battles that we would fight, Lord. But Father, we thank you that in you we can overcome because you have overcome the world, Lord. And so, Father, we just pray for each and every worship leader who's listening. Father, I just pray for your encouragement, Lord. Father, your affirmation to come upon them right now, that they would know that they are loved by you, that they are called by you. And Father, I pray that your truth, Lord, would just be hidden in their hearts, that at times when they go through these battles, Lord, or these questions and doubts and things like that, Father, that your voice and the truth from your word would just speak and resonate in their hearts, that they would know who they are in you. And I pray that you would surround each and every listener, Father, with just strong spiritual family and community, Father, who will be able to walk with them, Father, speak truth over them, Father, be that person that they can pray with, Lord, to overcome, Lord, those battles, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for each and every worshiper who's listening. Father, I thank you, Lord, that their role is so important, Lord, in building the church, in edifying the church, Lord. And so, Father, we pray for your blessing, your anointing to be upon each one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's all we have for today. We hope that this has encouraged you. If you have any other questions for us to discuss in our podcast, do share with us on our socials. And see you next time. Bye.